Get a little bit of the
say hello to a new friend
news out of the way
on an old road
before we get started this
Take
morning.
A two-lane trip of memories into mysteries unknown. Come along for the ride. Jim Hinckley's America. Jim Hinckley's America.
Going to be talking road trips, adventures, Route 66, photography, all kinds of great things to discuss this morning. We'll be talking with Greg Hassman from Albuquerque, New Mexico. But first, we need to get rid of a little bit of, we need to give a plug to our sponsors and get a little bit of news out of the way, and then we'll talk to Greg and see if we can inspire a road trip or two and share a bit of America's story. Let's start out with Tucumcari, New Mexico. Good friends there, David Brenner, the Roadrunner Lodge in Tucumcari. A little bit more than just a place to lay the weary head at the end of the day. This is a living time capsule from the 1960s. David Brenner has done a brilliant job of blurring the line between past and present. Gives you the modern amenities you need and that 1960s feel with attention to detail. And Tucumcari, if the schedule allows, do more than make that just an overnight stop. It should be a spot you spend a day or two. Lots to see in that area. And speaking of great places to lay the weary head, what about the Wagon Wheel Motel in Cuba, Missouri? The oldest continuously operated motel on Route 66. This is another living time capsule, courtesy Connie Eccles, the wonderful host there. Charming little cottages, real throwback. And Cuba is well worth spending a day or so exploring. You've got the Rock Fair Tavern, Missouri Hick Barbecue. For good breakfast, you got Shelley's just down the street. But be sure to take a little bit of a detour. Don't get myopic just on Route 66. You got great places down there like Frisco's Grill, one block off Route 66. And, of course, all the colorful murals. And what's a road trip without a little bit of quirky, odd attractions? And you can't get quirkier or more odd than, well, Urania's Fudge Company and General Store. If you're a fan of juvenile humor, you got to stop at the Urania's Fudge Company and General Store. If you're not a fan of juvenile humor, you might want to skip this one. But they've got all kinds of things there, aside from good fudge. They've got a fully stocked general store, all kinds of interesting goodies there. Escape rooms, ice cream parlor, just about everything you can imagine. Great place. And speaking of road trips, look, if you want a worry-free trip with everything laid out for you, but giving you your own flexibility, I suggest my friends at Route Trip USA. They're the bespoke holiday specialist for road trip adventures in the United States or Canada. And like us here at Jim Hinckley's America, they taste the enchiladas and they test the pillows before they send you out on the road. Mr. Greg Hassman in Albuquerque, New Mexico. How are you this morning, sir?
Good morning, sir. I'm doing okay. How about yourself?
You didn't make it out on the motor tour this year. Yeah, it looked like it was a great event. They did a great job, and it really sets an example on building a sense of community beyond the narrow borders of state lines or city limits. They got the folks in Oklahoma involved. They got some folks in New Mexico involved, and as a result, everybody had a good time. Yeah, you know, Greg, I wished I could have been there too, but, you know, this whole working for a living thing and this desire to keep eating on a regular basis just interferes with so many things that I'd like to be doing in life.
You have to pick something at
Hey, I was really glad to hear that you're going to be attending the Miles of Possibility Conference this year. I haven't missed one yet, except, of course, for the Years of the Apocalypse 2020. I haven't missed one since they started doing this in 2015. And always a good opportunity for networking. A great opportunity for networking, learning a few things, and, getting together with some good people. Is this your first attendance?
Yes. I look forward to it. I believe the first event was in Bloomington Normal as well. I was there briefly in 2021. I went on a birthday road trip. Am I speaking loud enough? I just want to make sure everyone can hear
me. You might try it just a little bit louder there, Greg. Yeah, it looks like it.
Okay. I look forward to it. I drove through there in 2021. Stayed in Springfield, Illinois for a couple of days. Drove as far north, I believe, northeast, I should say, as Pontiac. Then I went all the way the other way toward Cuba and Gasconade Bridge in Missouri. But that was a fun trip. But I look forward to spending more time in Bloomington Normal and kind of getting to learn a little bit more about the community and listen to some great speakers such as yourself and Mr. Baker.
It's a great event. It's a throwback to what the U.S. Highway 66 Association used to do. And they've got a good slate of speakers this year. One is Dr. T. Lindsey Baker. He was our guest for last week's podcast that went down in flames. It was one of our best podcasts. A great interview, great discussion with Mr. Baker. We had nothing but technical problems and went down in flames, but he'll be speaking there. I have a copy of his new book, Eating Up Route 66, Foodways on America's Mother Road. Tremendous, well-researched book. I look forward to hearing him speak, and hopefully we're going to do some series of podcasts from the conferences. That's the game plan anyway. You were talking about finding things there. Something I learned from Dr. Baker. You know, the older I get, the more I learn, the more I realize how little I know. Here's a couple to add to your list, Greg, on your trip. Anybody out there is familiar with Maldonado's Restaurant? It's in Springfield, Missouri, 222 South 6th Street, an early alignment of Route 66, and apparently it opened in 1884. Hopefully the bread's a little fresher than that, but that's one to add to the list.
No, absolutely. Springfield is a great place, but as you know, whenever you travel, if you set aside only a certain amount of time, there's so much to see. I'm kind of pick and choose, unfortunately. But yeah, I definitely plan to go back. I'd like to go northeast, because I'll be arriving Thursday afternoon at the airport, so I figured that afternoon I'll do some exploring. And attend the conference sessions Friday and Saturday. I've never been to Joliet or Wilmington, so I may do that with a stopover in Dwight. Knowing me, I'll somehow find my way in Peoria. I like seeing things in an area, whether it be on 66 or other interesting highways. But I definitely look forward to it.
Let's see. We've got a few folks here. They say there's Nolan Stoltz mentions that he's still having trouble hearing you. And Nolan Stoltz gives Maldonado's a high recommendation. Ah, very good. You know, if you take the Miles of Possibility Conference and you spend a day or so here or there to do a little exploring, another one I'm interested in, Greg, is Docks just off 66. Down in Girard.
Is there a way that I can come louder? I want to make sure some people can hear me.
Do you have any way to turn up your volume a little bit?
Let me see.
Isn't this technology fun? It gives me another incentive to become an Amish farmer as a career move. Well, I'll see if we get some notes on here in a few minutes. I can hear you fine, but I'm not sure. We'll see what everybody else has to say. Greg, you know, it's great that you're attending this because every conference is different. Cheryl and Terry, Debbie Joe and their team, they really pour themselves into this event in Bloomington Normal, weekend of the 20th. And they do such a great job of trying to present diversity. The history of the community that's being involved, they showcase a diverse slate of speakers for the business of Route 66, as well as the history of Route 66, and then, of course, the networking opportunities. And as you're involved with the New Mexico Route 66 Association, I think this will be a great networking opportunity for you. Yeah. Well, a lot of stuff there. You mentioned Springfield, of course. They've got all the Abraham Lincoln sites there in Springfield. Have you ever had a chance to visit the Abraham Lincoln Museum?
Surprisingly, no. I guess when I visited, I tried to explore the area. One day I went up toward Lincoln and Pontiac, and another day I just explored the museum area. The other time when I went to the zoo, I had drove up to Winchester and Hannibal and came down that.
Well, there's a couple spots I highly recommend. Part of the Miles of Possibility Conference will be a great walking tour downtown Bloomington. And the courthouse there in Bloomington, Normal, is pretty extraordinary. You've got an Abraham Lincoln display that's pretty impressive. The walking tour should be pretty interesting, too. I've walked it a little bit, but, man, there's always room to learn something new. You're going to be flying in, is that correct?
Correct. Albuquerque via Chicago, I think O'Hare, then going to Normal.
Yeah.
A little bit of a roundabout way. It's not as roundabout as going from Albuquerque to Nevada, back to Albuquerque via LAX. That was an interesting experience.
Well, my pa always said the world's round. If you head east long enough, you're out west. I don't know how many people will be attending this year, but there's usually a pretty good attendance. I just had a great visit with Marian Pavel. He'll also be a speaker at the conference, going to be kind of presenting an overview of the changes to Route 66 since COVID. And Marian is kind of a fascinating fellow in his own right. He's the developer of the Route 66 navigation app, the Mother Road Route 66 Passport, and he's working on some centennial projects. But he's really deep into the statistics. One of the things that I find there, again, except for COVID, is Mr. Pavel tries to spend pretty much a month every year on the road, meeting with people, talking with business owners, tourism people, and tries to keep his finger on the pulse of Route 66 travel and tourism and development. Have you ever met Marian?
No, actually, I haven't.
Yeah, Greg, I think you've got a lot in common. You'll really like Marian. And his wife is very charming. First time I had met her, and it was really great to kind of see things through her eyes. This is not only her first Route 66 trip, but it is the her first trip to the United States. So I'm sure that she's going to be mesmerized and traumatized by the time this is over, by the time she meets all these interesting and strange people. Well, you know, that's why you and I, God, we met some years ago in Tucumcari, and I enjoy following your exploits. You're not only a gifted photographer, you have a great ability to write, but your diverse background gives you some unique perspectives.
No, I appreciate that. Tucumcari is always going to have a special place because that would help me get introduced to the 66, actually.
I know you've been traveling a lot there in New Mexico since you moved to Albuquerque. Have you made it over to Texas much, McLean, or over in that area?
A month ago, I saw a couple of friends in Amarillo. I didn't go east of there. I did stop for something in Vega. Of course, I kind of stopped at the midpoint. Glen Rio, for me, is fascinating. There's a mystique about it that always has drawn me to it many times.
Yeah, Glen Rio is going through some changes. There's a lot of great stuff happening in Texas and McLean. Angela Moreland has kind of been flying under the radar, so to speak, but boy, she's been spearheading some really interesting projects. The Tap Room downtown, and of course, she's done a marvelous job with the Cactus Inn Motel and RV Park there in McLean next to the Red River Steakhouse. If you find yourself in the area, that's she's just done a marvelous, marvelous job with that. Poor McLean, you know, I mean, it's like a lot of towns on Route 66. Once you reach the low ebb, it's difficult to dig yourself out of that hole. But there's people like Angela there that's making a pretty sizable difference. Speaking of little places to eat, too, one that's been on my radar, I've been by there twice, and twice it's been closed, but this is in Bloomington, so this should be kind of easy for us to get to, and maybe we can get a lunch in there, is the Luca Grill on Market Street in Bloomington. Maybe we can get a kind of a group lunch together down there or something during at some point during the conference. They've been there since 1936. Yeah, Lindsay Baker really had great things to say about this. You know, I was really surprised. I'm always surprised by the speakers that they turn up for this Miles of Possibility conference. And this is something, I don't know if you're familiar with, I saw the schedule, but Bill Kemp is going to be speaking on the Henny Kilowatt, the battery, Bloomington's battery-powered car of tomorrow. And that really struck a chord because when I got the Miles of Possibility schedule and saw this, on that date, I was having a meeting with the Historic Electric Vehicle Foundation here in Kingman that's starting an electric vehicle museum and educational center. And they've acquired a Henny Kilowatt. And I just photographed the car, and I know very little about them. So that's going to be kind of interesting. Yeah. The new owners of the Ariston Cafe have done a very good job to preserve Nick Adam and his family's legacy. They've really kept it going, and somehow along the line, Nick Adam and I and Judy, my wife, became kind of good friends. And well, he every trip we find an opportunity to get together and do a little bit of a visit. The Erisons are real gem and treasure down there. Got a couple of things here. Nolan Stoltz mentions that the Luca is next door to an old opera house turned theater. And Angela Moreland says that McLean, Texas, right now is in the middle of Oktoberfest. Wow, very good. Maggie May up in East Lansing says it's kind of frozen up that direction. Well, great. I always pick the right time of year to, you know, winter time to head north and summertime to head south. I kind of do things backwards. But since you spent time in Wyoming, Greg, I guess it doesn't matter how cold it gets back in Illinois on this trip, it'll seem like springtime.
Yeah, I've been in New Mexico. This will be my second, I guess, winter cycle I've been part of. I'm getting used to the heat again, but the coolness, 30s and 40s, is still not cold. I've lived in Wyoming for a while. I've been dealing with 40, 50 below at times. Quick anecdote, the most extreme temperature change I dealt with was in Rock Springs in 2017, January of that year. They've gotten to 45 below ambient. That means no wind chill is not taken into account. So it went from 45 below to the next day, it reached 30. Everyone was in shorts the next day. Go through a 75 degree change.
75 degree change in temperature in 24 hours. Yeah, that's pretty extreme, to say the very least. No. Evan Stern is also, are you familiar with his Vanishing Postcards podcast? He's going to be a keynote speaker on Friday the 20th at the Miles of Possibility Conference. I've had the pleasure of meeting him, a very, very fascinating young man from Texas via New York City. There's kind of a difference.
No, I understand that.
I thought that might sound familiar to you. Yeah. Next week, we're going to probably have to forego a program next week because I intend to hit the road early. I had hoped to hit the road Saturday, but I've got some obligations, so I won't be able to hit the road until Sunday. Probably going to have to zip through Albuquerque, Greg. It looks like the first day I'm going to have to probably push for Moriarty, about 500 miles, if I'm going to keep the rest of the schedule. But of course, I'll catch up with you there. And we've got some interesting meetings coming up. I have a lady from Michigan. She's organizing coach tours. And she wants to do some Route 66 coach tours. She's going to be at the Miles of Possibility Conference. And she's hoping to meet people who can serve as a step on our city guide. And I thought you would be ideal for her to meet and talk about maybe doing something like that for Albuquerque.
I think that would be of interest. I'd like to learn more about that.
Yeah. Okay. We'll see if we can set that up for you next week. And, you know, we won't... well, we don't have a lot to give out, but Got a little bit of a teaser for you folks. We've just got on Friday, I have not reviewed it, some information from a publisher about a real exciting Route 66 Centennial project. It's actually an anthology, and it won't be a gym show. It's going to be some talented folks writing about Route 66, and one of them, I hope, is Mr. Greg Hassman, and then we'll have Cheryl Jett helping us with Illinois, and should be an international project. We've got I've got Dries Bessels on the hook to help me with a section or two. And I'm looking forward to working with you on this, Greg. We just got to make it a fun project and an entertaining project. Good. Very good. Hey, Angela, and I got a couple questions for you in McLean. I was talking to Gary Williams the other day about the POW camp in McLean. And the last time I caught up with Delbert True, just before the apocalypse in 2020, he had some plans to clean that up and put up some markers and do a little bit of promotion. And I was wondering if Angela, if you have any information about that, if you could kind of fill us in, if you're available, call us or make a note here. I don't know if you were familiar with that, Greg, that there's a POW camp that was out at McLean, Texas during the war. And I've been talking to a fellow. This is something else that might intrigue you. Albuquerque's role in World War II, the air history. Greg, I want to thank you for chiming in here this morning. And sorry, no one heard me. My phone had off. You heard me, so I don't know what happened. Most people can hear you, but it's real low. So it's better than last week. Let's put it that way. I was so God, I don't even have words to describe the frustration last week. Last week, the problem was on my end. I had so much audio issues that it was frustrating to beyond belief. But that's always part of the adventure with these things. But Greg, I really appreciate you joining me today, and I appreciate your insight. And I'm really excited to see you at the conference. I think we're going to have a great time doing some networking. We're going to meet some fantastic people. And Lord be willing and the creek don't rise, we can do some podcast live programs without audio issues. Wouldn't that be different?
Well, I'll try to speak up. Maybe my voice. I tend to speak low. I think Ben Stein sounds very audacious. But the Devil's Room, I want to just give another shout out to the Devil's Room. It's been a while since I've been there. That's a great place.
Yeah, the Devil's Rope Museum is, you know, probably the most amazing thing about the Devil's Rope Museum in McLean is that it's interesting. If somebody had told me that a museum dedicated to barbed wire would be fascinating, if I hadn't have seen it for myself, you know, I would have put that in the same class as the world's largest ball of twine. But that museum is actually, that is well worth a stop. Absolutely well worth a stop. Angela, I'll follow up on that, see if we can get some more information. I was really glad to hear that Delbert is still relatively active there. He's got to be, oh gosh, early 90s, I guess now. For those folks who aren't familiar, Delbert True is a rancher out in the Jericho Gap area. And he was very active him and his wife both played a big role in putting the Route 66 Barbed Wire Museum together in McLean. And another guy that flies under the radar, but he has made some tremendous contributions to the preservation of Route 66 in eastern panhandle of Texas. Greg, again, thank you so very much for taking time from your schedule this morning. And, we look forward to this another shared adventure. We haven't done this in a while, and we'll maybe try out some of these restaurants together, see if we can put on a couple pounds. I'm starting to look like a beach ball. Anyway, we'll have some fun with this. I hope to see a few of you at the conference. And if I miss you at the conference, maybe I'll see you on the road. Angela, I don't have my return schedule figured out yet. I'm still trying to confirm some engagements and appointments, even though I only leave a week from now. But it's my intent to at least holler at you, either eastbound or westbound. I'd like to do that. I probably won't be staying in McLean this time, but, things are subject to change at a moment's notice. Do we have any questions? I'm sorry we had a little bit of audio issues there, but Greg is a great fella. I'll post his you still have your blog and website, right? Highway Hassman, everything going, Greg?
I need to update a little bit.
Okay. Okay. I will have when I publish the program today, I will include links to Greg's site and information. I think you're going to be really impressed with his photography. I gently poke him every once in a while about finding a place to display that work as an exhibition or a gallery. I gently nudge him every once in a while, and that's pretty inspirational photography. The trip east, the way it stands now, I'll be signing books at the Jackrabbit Trading Post, the National Route 66 Museum in Elk City, and at the Oklahoma Route 66 Museum in Clinton. The presentation in Forest Park, Missouri Museum of History, we've kind of got a small glitch. I'll see if I can get that straightened out in time to leave. I'll be providing updates from the road. We'll have our Decade with Jim series on Instagram. Try to get up pictures every day with that. And if you can find me on the road and you've got a book, my signature's not worth much on checks, but it'd sure be happy to be happy to deface books for you. Angela, I'm not sure. I'll send you a note as soon as I can talk to the folks there in Elk City and put that together. It's going to probably be just kind of a drive-by situation. It's more than likely it will be on the westbound leg of the trip coming back from the conference. It's kind of a busman's holiday, I'm afraid, my friends. I have about 3.5 to 4 days to drive to Bloomington, and I have about the same amount of time to drive back, and I'll be leaving Bloomington on Sunday morning, the 22nd. I have a breakfast visit with Nick Adam from the Ariston Cafe, and then I'll be heading down the road. But if we can coordinate our schedules, it'd be great to see you. And perhaps I'd even let you buy me a cup of coffee if you're out there. Guys, thank you for joining us this morning. And before we take this thing off, next week we're going to have to probably skip the program, but I hope to make up for it with at least one, maybe two podcasts live from the conference. And, one more thing, Steve LeSueur, I haven't heard from him for a couple of days, but he's making plans to attend. He is with The Bee, the largest media network here in the tri-state area, Western Arizona, Colorado River Valley, California, and Nevada. He's planning on attending and covering the conference. And so we'll probably, we'll probably get some live feed from the conference as well, if we can put that together. Angela, no problem at all. Like I say, these programs are archived on our website, jimhinckleysamerica.com. And they're also, when they're published, they're available on Spotify and major podcast platforms. Do we have any questions before we wrap this up? I want to thank everybody. Cheryl, I'm glad you're with us today. And Maggie May. And Cheryl, we want to give you and your team a shout out for, I know the work that goes into these things. And well, yeah, the good news about organizing events like this, you don't have to look for an excuse to drink at the end of the day. That's the best I can tell you. Miss Maggie's got some things going up in East Lansing. And Miss Maggie, you know what we need to do sometime is get you on the program here and to talk about, well, some of the stuff that you're involved with, you know, up there in Michigan with the Ransom E. Olds Museum and books and different things, car shows. I think we need to hear more from Michigan. POW camps. Ah, well, gosh, McLean, Texas, of course, has one. There's Camp Clipper out near Essex, California. I don't have a lot of details on that one. The big stop along Route 66 that's of interest is Fort Reno near El Reno, Oklahoma. They have a military cemetery there. It's an official German and Italian military cemetery. With the POW camps in the area. Another one is Miami, Oklahoma, has a section, I understand, for RAF pilots. It was a training center during the war. There's a lot of World War II sites along Route 66 that get overlooked. Well, Maggie, I'll hold you to that. Maggie says she'll join us some morning, but she'll need coffee. Well, that's doable. Cheryl, truly my pleasure. Keith, God bless. Glad you're with us this morning. And Nolan, it's always good to hear from you. And I should have known that when I, at these restaurants that I was not familiar with, I should have known Nolan would know about those. For those who follow Nolan on Patreon, this fella really delves deep into the obscure history of Route 66, shall we say. It's always a fascinating adventure. My friends, until we do this again in 2 weeks, please take care and travel safe. And if you're headed for the conference, well, drive safe. Try to enjoy the trip as much as you can. And let's have some fun. The conference in Bloomington Normal is October 18th through the 22nd. You can check out the Miles of Possibility website or the Facebook page. And they have really gone to a lot of, like Corey Job, he was a former official with Illinois State Tourism. He's always of interest. They have a downtown walking tour in Bloomington that promised to be interesting. Evan Stern, his Vanishing Postcards, is a tremendous podcast series. I'm eager to see him and to hear his program and presentation. Just overall, this looks like it's going to be another great weekend. Well, hey, I've chewed on your ear long enough. I want to thank you, and let's get some road trip music and say hello to you. And thanks everyone for your patience, your input, and your contributions to making Route 66 and road trips popular and memorable.
Come along for the ride.
Jim, well, I got a text message here. I have a text message here asking what I will be speaking about at the Miles of Possibility Conference. Got to do something a little different. I want to talk about the origins of the Great American Road Trip. Might surprise you. Stretches back to about 1878. Come join the party. Vaya con Dios, mi amigos. Adios.